You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Matthew Mitchell, head coach at the University of Kentucky, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' on WSTRradio.com.
One final question, Coach. Did you expect Charlotte Smith's shot to go in?
Well, you know, that was sort of divine intervention there because, you know, the first time we went out there, of course, Sylvia Crawley, now the coach at Boston College, and Stephanie, so her assistant, and Stephanie was throwing the ball inbounds, and, you know, we went out there, we was going to go for the tie at first, and then, you know, I told Stephanie, I said, Stephanie, she's not wide open, don't throw it, call another timeout. So she did, she called the timeout, and then I just said, look, we're going to go for it, you know. And I did something sort of crazy, you know, having a post player take a three-point shot, but she was right in front of our bench when she let it go. We were right in line with her in the basket. So as soon as it left her hands, it was right on line. I knew it was in. And, it's been quite a few years. But, you know, I look at that and I'm just thinking, wow, you know, what a miracle and what a tremendous thing that happened. Because, see, what most people don't understand is 3 years earlier, we were the last team in the ACC. We were the bottom team in the Atlantic Coast Conference 3 years earlier. So we went from last in the conference to a national championship in 3 years. So I tell coaches all the time, young coaches that take over a program, you know, they're talking about how bad things are. I said, look, don't tell me how bad things are. I said, you know, you just got to get in there. And I tell them this. I say, just put your big girl panties on and deal with it and get in there and get the job done. I said, because, you know, we went from last in the conference to a national championship in 3 years, and you can do it too. You know, just get in there and don't look back and put your nose to the grind and work hard and make those kids believe in what you're doing. I said, it can happen. It happened for me, and it can happen for you. I tell young coaches that all the time.